Children's College.
Yeah.
Don't really have that much knowledge. 40 minutes of pure education. But not in good conversation. We're just some friends from college. And here's the show!
Welcome back to an extra spooky episode of Friends from College. So we have some more Halloween-based theme from more Halloween-themed episode today, and yeah, I guess we can get started. Oh, and this is Alina speaking. Hello. All right. So just a quick disclaimer: we've all known each other for years now, and we understand each other's boundaries when it comes to joking around. Humor is highly subjective, so please consult with your audience before making similar jokes or roasts. All right, so the first question we will be discussing today is couples costumes. What do they say about you? What is it allowed for couples to do, and what is a little too cringy? Any opening thoughts?
What do you think, Alina?
I think the cringe is part of the fun, you know? It's like, as long as you're like a little sarcastic about it, you're just like, haha, yeah. Like,
is it cringe though if it's ironic?
That's a good question.
What do you mean?
So I think part of the cringe is that you're not sarcastic about it and you're like doing it because you think it's like cool. Cute. As opposed to like doing it because you're like, this is ludicrous and I would never actually do this, but I'm doing this to make fun of how ridiculous it is.
I'd say the question is, how do you like bake that into a costume so that not everyone who sees you doesn't just think you're that first category of someone who's just super into couples costumes and not like being a ironic hipster type person.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jack.
Yeah, for a more concrete example, throwing it back if you tuned into our previous episodes. If someone was like, I don't know, like a basic white girl, like an actual white girl was part of the costume, and then her significant other was like an avocado, like it would work because she's acknowledging that she's really basic.
That's ironic.
Okay. I think it would work.
Have you seen that before? Because that was like a really good, really specific example, like right off the dome.
So good.
Yeah. No, I will say, to plug myself and hopefully segue later in the conversation, I have had some pretty iconic Halloween costumes, as Marcy has known, because I like probably bragged to her about it nonstop. But yeah, I'm good at thinking of like really mundane things that end up being pretty interesting.
This is true.
I kind of want to be a basic white girl if I'm ever in a relationship on Halloween and have my girlfriend be an avocado.
Can someone write that down? Joe said, I kind of want to be a basic white girl.
just don't put any context in there and just quote that.
I feel like we all have at some point.
Yeah.
Achi, has something to say?
Yeah, I guess I think that like these things are kind of applicable to Halloween costumes in general. Like anybody that's like, you know, undertaking a super basic, boring costume, like it's just going to be boring and unimpressive. And like, I think a couple's costume isn't necessarily dramatically different just by being a couple. I think that like, you still can like apply similar Halloween costume rules about like being creative and being funny and like interesting.
True. I was Phil Swift the last time I really dressed up for Halloween. that was fun.
That's the tape guy?
Yeah, that's the flex tape guy. He's like, to show you the power of flex tape, I sawed this bone in half.
It's also funny because I have like a video of you showing us the video of like the flex tape.
You're obsessed and this is your intervention.
I do have a flex tape poster in my apartment.
No,
are you serious?
Yeah, it's like 3D, like it's like a 3D like animation poster with Phil Swift with a bunch of chickens and it says it's gonna be clucking huge, Flex World coming soon. There's a 10% chance he signed it. I ordered it online when I was in Vegas. He did not sign it. I was sad. But like now in my office Yeah, I mean, now in my office, though, I have a poster of Phil Swift that says it's going to be clucking huge. So here we are.
So what would define a cringy? Like, what are some examples?
Sachi's right, dude. Like, I think you have to consider real quick one of the costumes as an individual. So when I think couple costumes, I think of, like, stuff that has to be done together. Like, M&Ms or like Three Musketeers. Those are more three. Those are more throuple. Those are more throuple costumes. Right, but like,
sorry.
Bride of
Poly community.
What community? Oh, right. Yes, we love the throuple community. I hope that's very clear. But I'm talking about like Frankenstein and Bride and Frankenstein, or like everyone always does Risky Business, which is
really
the Tom Cruise movie. Yeah. And the girls,
I've never once seen that.
The girls do the
oh my god, shirts. Grease is the most basic. Yeah,
Grease is basic. Yeah, if it's like basic, and like Sachi said, if it's already inherently not creative, not funny, not original, not hitting any of those boxes, I think it's like, ugh, dude, really? Like, why put that into the universe?
Have you guys seen any
the couples costume?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, there are some couples costumes though that I feel like you're like, maybe you shouldn't have done that. Like in a
I think most of them, honestly.
No, but not in a sorry, let me rephrase. Like not in a like, oh, that's cringy and like you're unimaginative, but in a like that's like borderline really weird. For a like couple to be dressed. I don't know. I'm trying to think of some.
Like
does
a
anybody...
hunter and a deer.
Yes. Yes. No, literally, yes. Like, thank you. That's exactly like that's the kind of thing I was thinking of. Like
I mean,
hunter
like,
and deer.
That screams BDSM community.
I was about to say,
me.
Like some where you force your like sexual relationship onto everyone else at the party in some weird subliminal way, then you're taking it too far.
Jack, newsflash, that's not very subliminal.
Yeah, I mean, true.
Like everyone knows who wears the pants in that relationship.
The deer.
So although weird. hypothetical, what if like it's like a really big dude and like a really petite woman, and the woman's the hunter and the dude's the deer? Does that become like acceptable then?
I don't know.
Or if the deer has a gun and a vest and the hunter is like naked and afraid.
See, an interesting take on a basic concept.
That's
an elevated, creepy.
Yeah. Like I'm a big fan of like gender bender Halloween. Like where like you dress as like so if I'm not gonna be like here for this Halloween, but there was like an idea thrown around where all the guys in my friend group from here would dress in like slutty costumes.
Yes.
And the girls would wear like very non-slutty costumes.
I love that idea so
much. I don't
much.
Think it's gonna happen, especially because a lot of us like aren't gonna be around for Halloween because we'll be working, but like I was either gonna be basically like a sinful sister or like Ranch Jester Eric Andre.
That would have been good.
Y'all have to. That's like
what are some of y'all's iconic fits from the past October 31st of your lives?
I have none, and I know Mahika has 20, so if you want to start us off. Mahika.
Wait, Marcy, your mechanic thing was nice.
What? That was so easy.
Was, but it was still cool.
I just got a mechanic costume. And
I peaked in kindergarten costume-wise, I think.
Didn't we all? Except Mahika?
Also, like, still, like, chubby and cute, and I was Totoro, and I just wore, like, my dad's giant gray hoodie, and I had the face drawn, and I had like a white circle.
That's
on
really cute.
And like a pink pillow under it. It was pretty cute.
Yeah.
No, there's
Mahika
a prime.
Mahika was Rey, and that was pretty fun.
That's right.
Okay, so Rey. I'm gonna. I although no one asked, I
raise the
a little bit of a spotlight on this. And
you asked.
I did ask. I asked myself. So I have been like Rey from Star Wars, and then this was also, I'd like to point out that the costumes were like very in with the times, like Rey from Star Wars the year Star Wars came out.
Sure.
My friend was Kylo Ren, we got lightsabers, it was fun, everything was homemade. My personal favorite costume is when I was a fork.
The idea
just like struck me, and there's nice. No going back.
That is one of the better Halloween costume ideas I've ever heard.
I wasn't that young. Like I was in eighth grade. Or, like,
fantastic.
Ninth grade. Like
fantastic.
I, There was like a Halloween dance in like ninth grade of my high school. Like I showed up dressed as a fork.
Everyone else was like,
it was,
dude,
it was
how did you not get beat up?
It was the time. It was at the time when like people were like, oh my god, like anyone who's being like imaginative is like really cool. So I was actually just really popular. Everyone was like, oh my god, you're so funny. Like, oh my god, yeah.
I'm fucking anyway,
that was great. Yeah, those. I mean. Some say no. No one says. I was
Question.
A self-deprecating joke. I'm not going to.
I was a straw last year. So.
Oh, yeah. Really? That's so, awesome.
No, dude. Explain the. There was. This was a tri project. Okay, three people were included. Yeah,
take
a classic case of whodunit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it was a murder mystery. There was Sachi the dead turtle. There was me. I was a straw. And Mihiko was like BP oil company, and who killed the turtle? Was it the individual consumer or was it the major conglomerates?
Actually, Sachi had
surprise. The answer is both.
Sachi had like money shorts, so I wore those. And I wore a tie,
guys,
a black tank top, and then I wore gloves that were bloody.
They put this together.
That was like an evil.
Quickly. I was so surprised at how fast this was fastened together, and it made sense.
Okay, question for you guys. So back to like the couple's costume. Have you guys ever seen Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
No,
I don't think so.
It's like the anime from Adult Swim, like the cartoon where the like it's like with the talking like McDonald's items.
I've never seen that.
I know what you're talking about, but I've never seen.
Like
it.
I was just like. Alina gave me an idea, like imagine a couple's costume where like one of you's like the soda and the other one of you's the hamburger from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I've seen like that on Twitter.
Interesting.
Wait, but then wouldn't you just be like a soda and a hamburger?
Yeah, I guess no one would get it.
Like,
well, or like straw and like, or like straw and cocaine baggy. That would be pretty cool.
Why straw?
Like Alina.
You don't need it. You don't need a straw.
I mean, like, it's definitely, like or like dollar bill
rolled up.
Dollar like, bill makes sense, but straw is just like.
You never like, you just collect the straw, you know.
It's Marcy. Like packing a lunchbox.
You want to enlighten us? Cocaine. Any tales from your past?
No. I have none. I'm a child of God. All of you know, I get up early to go to church every Saturday morning. And
God bless.
God bless, dude.
So, did you just say L'chaim?
I mean, if you're going on Saturday.
Yeah, I didn't hear you. I was hoping you said L'chaim.
I mean Sunday.
Wow, we love a multi-religious relationship. Listeners.
Can you actually join two churches simultaneously?
There's no way they check your other church membership.
Yeah, they're not going to be like, where's your Christian card? Pull it out.
Okay, you Mormons actually have that.
You're lying.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Maybe like tag and their little like.
You're lying.
Member of the because you can't come into Mormon churches unless you're like Mormon.
Wait, really?
But what if you're Mormon but also Jewish?
What? How no such you, thing. You can't be.
Mutually exclusive.
Wow.
The Mormons would say you're not one of us.
Well, like, how would they, like I'm asking like, do you think they would find out?
Yes.
I feel like they spy, low-key. I feel like
they're not Scientology, though.
Yeah, but, like, you know, they have, like, tabs on their Mormon community members.
Do they?
I don't know
anything about Mormon
they
community.
They come check on you if you haven't been at church in a while. They're like, knock, knock.
I'm sure they do, dude. I know this is a joke, but, like, I would not be surprised if they, like, did that. Not at all.
Wait, all right. Mormons? Sorry. One last question. Are Mormons and then... the Latter-day Saints, is that the same thing?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alina.
I hope that was informative for our viewers.
What?
I said, I hope that was informative for our viewers.
No, Alina said three things at once.
Sorry, yes. I was just saying that before we get too off topic, another question about costumes. So what would you want to see as a sexy costume?
Oh, I have God. So many answers.
Not sexy,
for
that is made sexy.
A squid.
Jack, what? I was going to say that.
Wait,
a donut. Oh, you obviously got that from me because that's been my thing for like
I know, but I hope you come up with that.
You're on blast, Jack.
More unwelcome glimpses.
What about a pastrami sandwich? That's like a Seinfeld reference for those of you who have seen.
That's probably the least sexy meat in the
market.
Bro,
not if you watch Seinfeld. It's clearly the most.
Can we like move away from like food and animals?
Like, well, I was going to say corn.
Yeah, sure. That's pretty boring, but sure.
I was like, sexy corn. Sexy corn for the win.
Sexy elotes.
Yes. I know how you could do it. You could be like the cob, and then you could just like a mostly eaten
corn. Have little kernels covering your little private kernels, parts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Boom.
Corn that's already been eaten now.
Eaten corn, squid, pastrami.
What about sexy like sanitation worker?
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, pay respects to the people that are
important.
On the front line. I feel like sexy of like famous people that aren't that, you know, like sexy David Letterman.
Your beard covers your, yeah.
Sexy Abe Lincoln, aka Babe Lincoln.
Sexy Thomas Jefferson once as like a joke.
That's funny.
I mean, I was Larry David like 2 years ago, and I think a sexy Larry David.
What do you mean, dude? Larry David is sexy. So like just being Larry David is sexy Larry David by default.
Like a, yeah.
I think like it's funny to make prudes sexy, like sexy Mike Pence, objectively.
With the fly.
Yeah, sexy fly. Oh, both sides would call him a prude, not political. So I think sexy Mike Pence. Mahika.
Okay, I have the best sexy couples costume. Oh, God. Putin and Trump. Make it sexy and but then make a couple. It's a bold political statement.
Uh-huh.
Here's the iconic mural on the Berlin Wall.
Right.
And, you know, you made some unsexy things pretty damn sexy.
Nice.
I like the idea of, like, couples costumes that aren't, like, they don't make sense. Like, vegan and steak or something.
How would you be a vegan? Like, how would that show as a costume?
I don't know. Or like plant-based milk and like regular milk.
Yes, great costume idea.
Marcy just wants to see sexy milk is really what we got to take away from this.
Sexy milk. I'm so glad you didn't say milk, Joe. I thought you were...
It's actually mock.
You literally... My friends say milk. Like, I have friends who say milk low-key.
Have you not seen the video?
Of what?
Oh, I was some video where like the guy was saying milk wrong the whole time, and then they were arguing about it, and then like they brought another guy in, and he said it even more wrong.
Okay, I need everyone to say the word that describes the color that is made when you mix red with white, and that a very common flower has.
Pink.
Pink.
Saji said pink.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yes, pink.
She said pink.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, how about the two limbs?
I feel like you're misrepresenting me.
how about everyone say the two limbs at the bottom of half of your body?
Legs.
One of my best friends.
Logs.
Legs. Oh, I feel like Alina said legs.
Was there a point to
Marcy,
this?
Like, stop trying. You're like, find someone, you're like, you mispronounce it.
You're like, stop trying to divide us.
Yeah. The funny thing is, like, you guys, I don't know if you guys remember, but when we first met each other at school, she did that with like half the words I said.
Because your accent is so fun. I think, I love it. A lot of friends who say milk or eggs. They'll say like A-G-E, eggs. Yeah. A little bit, eggs, or pink. Yeah,
do they say Eggo waffles then too?
I'd have to ask.
I still don't know the difference between what you're saying and like what you're not.
What? It's because you said legs. It's legs or legs.
Legs.
Do you all hear that?
Yeah, you're right, Marcy. Yeah.
I'm not trying to like divide.
No, you're not.
Well, yeah. you're not trying to, but I think you're succeeding. Anyway.
I think I am.
Because we all hate Alina a little bit more now.
Doctor, I think I have the best say on what a leg is.
I'm going to say anatomy right now.
There's no I in leg.
But you cut open a cadaver, and then you can tell Alina how to say body part.
Exactly. I actually have a human leg bone in
What a great noise.
Sorry.
Did you extract it yourself?
I did not.
Oh, like, bummer.
But they gave me a suitcase full of bones to take home.
Are
they're
you
fake,
sure that?
Guys, they're fake.
Oh.
They're not fake. It's a human body.
They're not real bones, Alina.
They're real.
Real bone in your
They're room? Real bones.
Ihika, she has to be a doctor, so she has to have real bones in her apartment.
Of course.
I also have real bones in my apartment.
It's just full of bones.
I don't believe you for a second. They're
I
not
swear
real.
To God, there's human bones.
Alina, I also have human bones in my apartment, but I am not going to be a doctor.
Wait. You mean in your body?
No.
What?
Sachi is space palming for the listeners.
What?
Don't worry about it, Mahika.
What?
Is that like a boner joke or am I?
No.
Okay.
It could have been, but it
you
wasn't.
You guys took this joke way out of Joe was just being dumb.
Joe's like, I got a human bone right here, guys.
Jack's like, is that a sexual joke? Mahika's like, no way.
I gave you an out with that in your body thing, bro.
No, I didn't want the out. I like saw that you gave it to me. I just wasn't gonna take it.
He was just being silly and y'all's minds are elsewhere. So
yeah, silly. Sure. Let's go with that.
All right. Any other last ditch sexy costume ideas?
No, let's talk
I'll go
about-
as I don't have to make a costume sexy if I go as Alina.
Oh.
And with that.
I want to know what your costume of me would look like. It's a lot of crop
maybe
tops.
Maybe flip-flops.
Crop tops for sure.
Maybe flip-flops.
Crop tops for sure.
Backpack on.
Do I wear a backpack a lot?
High levels of cortisol.
Nice wing.
I feel like based on what we just learned, it would have to include a suitcase full of bones.
That too.
A suitcase full of bones. There you go. I feel discovered.
Discovered? What?
Identified.
Oh, I see.
Recognized for who I am.
No. They won't. They'll never know.
No, we didn't. I feel like you're basically, are you saying that you don't feel like we really knew who you were until you told us that you had a suitcase full of bones in your apartment?
This is the episode where everyone finds out who Alina is.
I am actualized.
You were just a concept before now.
Oh my God.
All right. So our next question, since we've talked so much about Halloween, what is a holiday you would just totally do away with? Unimportant. Who cares? This sucks. What is it?
This is tough, y'all.
What'd you say?
Thanksgiving.
Oh.
I feel like it's like, it sounds bad because it makes it sound like I'm an ungrateful person or that I like have nothing to be thankful for, which is not the case. I just think, like, if we're going to consider how it, like, actually started as a holiday, that's,
right.
like, reason enough to kind of bail. And, like, as far as menu goes, it's very uninspiring to me. I, like, don't eat meat and, you know. It's like we have Christmas right there. We have Halloween right before. I mean, like, I love getting together with family, and I think it's nice to, like, show gratitude, but I don't feel like I personally need Thanksgiving.
Refutal, rebuttal.
Please do.
So I completely understand how terrible it is to glorify pilgrims, but in my family, every single Thanksgiving, both my parents give a speech about Indigenous communities in the U.S. and what happened to them truly and how they're still treated. So I feel like Thanksgiving is almost like it's the opposite of what it is for in my household. Like, I love our Thanksgiving. Like, we talk about it. We talk about Indigenous communities every single year, like almost to the point where, like, you know, I could recite the speech. The food, because my family's Central American and plant-based, like, it's always dank because we never get turkey and mashed potatoes, because you're totally right. Like the Thanksgiving foods, I feel like turkey can be made dry. I don't even like cranberries.
That's what gravy's for, though.
I don't eat gravy, though. Like, isn't gravy just, like animal fat?
Yeah,
like,
that's why it tastes so good.
I don't know, Jerk.
So then what would you get rid of?
That's what I was going to say.
I would not get rid of Thanksgiving. Christmas, while not religiously important, is also important in my family. I guess maybe New Year's Eve.
Ooh, that's a good
what?
One.
What?
Yeah, no, I've never had a crazy, amazing New Year's Eve.
What?
Yeah, I know.
It's just cool. Alcohol. What else could you want?
That was like you just arrived in New York City, the like capital of New York of New Year's. That's I feel like you're cool, like just approaching the age where the age really changes. Like
no, dude. Since I was young, I never had an amazing New Year's Eve, and I like dreaded it, and I was just like,
oh. Dreaded it? Did you get, what happened to you on New Year's?
It's like you go to a party.
Dread.
And you're like, people are like, what are your resolutions?
The dreaded New Year's Eve.
And you're like, what are the resolutions? And it's like, why does it arbitrarily?
You still do resolutions?
I'm just saying that's the topic that comes up at all the parties I go to. And you're it's talking. Like.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just at bad parties.
Really?
Okay, yeah. My point for New Year's is that you've like, now the things that are available to you to do on New Year's Eve are very different from like
yes
when you're a kid
in high school or a kid.
Yeah,
like
true.
It will grow on you. Not that it has to, but perhaps.
Okay, I would still do away with it.
I like all of the. Someone have a no? Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I can go. I was, okay. But I was gonna say like. I feel like I'm in between Sachi and Marcy on Thanksgiving, which like grants it the permission to stay. But I think I would get rid of Easter. Just because like I think it's more religious of a religion that I am not, out of all of the like widely celebrated holidays, I guess. And like I also just like feel like even the religious stuff that it does accomplish is like accomplished by other days too. Like, I don't know. I just like feel like I
Jesus
mean, no,
could
no, no,
be
no.
resurrected
I don't,
whenever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, I mean like it what it causes people to do. You know, like they it's like Ash Wednesday and like
is that Easter?
They give up something.
It's
is
like
it
right
Lent
before
related?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, the point is like I feel like it's kind of like a weird justification where it's like, oh, you can like you have to do something where you're like suffering for 2 months, which
Lent.
Is totally fine. But then it's like,
it's what?
I just don't like. I feel like you could. It's. I feel like then you finish that thing and you're like, I never have to do that again. Woo! Like it's kind of like a trial. It's kind of like a trial period.
But that's
know.
Also the point. That's also the point, though.
Easter isn't a widely celebrated U.S. department store, is it? Is it?
Yes,
totally.
It is.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I didn't even. Store. I would say like Target and CVS.
Also,
well, I mean, but you also like you also can take pictures with the Easter bunny in the mall.
But that Easter bunny's freaky. Like, no. Also, the Easter
I did
egg
growing
hunt,
up.
I don't know. I just
wait, I changed my vote to Easter. Then I didn't even think of it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'll get rid of it because it would change nothing.
Exactly.
We'd have like one less day off from school.
It's
no,
Sunday,
wait. You only got a day off. Wait, you didn't get time off for Easter?
Yeah, I'd always get
every year growing up, I had
Easter
like
Monday.
A week off from school. Around
Easter Monday. What?
Yeah.
No.
Wait,
I
did
was
you
like
guys?
Easter Monday.
Spring break.
Wait, know? Did you guys? Yeah, that's, it was just like spring break from school. It was like Easter.
But, I think that had to do with Easter, though.
Well, for my Easter. School, it did. Okay. Did you guys get February break growing up? Was that a thing
yes.
you guys had?
February break?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I just had like a week off in the middle of February.
What? Yeah. For what?
So, like a week or something?
Yeah, what?
I call it ski week. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think it originated from like I was told. I don't know if this is true. I was told it originated from like they wanted to save money on heat, so they wouldn't have to run the heater in the middle of the winter for a week.
Oh,
but I don't know.
Yeah,
but I didn't like realize it wasn't like a widespread thing until I was in 11th grade and I was with my dad in Austin visiting the University of Texas, and it was like the middle of a weekday, and like one of the like college students like working like the check-in for the tour I was going on was like, do you need me to sign some paperwork like saying you were here? I was like, no, I'm off from school this week for February break. And she like looked at me and was like I had three heads, like she's like, what's February break?
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, do you not have it here? And she's like, no. And I was like, oh.
Yeah,
that
like
was when
California.
I realized.
What? Some schools have it, but not all of them. We didn't have it. We got Malcolm X Day. You guys got that too, though, yeah?
Hell no.
Yeah,
X
yeah,
Day?
No, we did not have Malcolm X Day.
Surprise.
I feel like that's a Berkeley thing. I feel like that's
yeah, no,
it's a Berkeley thing.
Do you know they still celebrate?
It's Malcolm X Middle School. I pass it all the time.
Do you know they still celebrate Columbus Day, like where I am?
Yeah,
like people, my parents,
wait.
My parents.
You need to explain what they do, because a lot.
Celebrate. I mean, you get a day off.
Yeah. But I'm saying, explain to me, like, do people have barbecues? Like, do you?
No, not really.
Like, yeah, reenact things? Do you?
I mean, eat like
pasta. That's not even up, Italian.
Growing up, you just like learn that in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue on the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, yeah. And that was like about all you learned about it until you took like a push, but. Okay. And then you're just like, wait a minute, this guy wasn't so great to some of the people he met. But
we get the holiday too. It's just, we call it Indigenous people.
Yeah. Oh, you get the day off?
Yes.
I didn't know you got it off. That's cool.
We have it off and it's still Columbus Day, but I'm sure they'll pass a law soon.
Yeah.
I know California passed the law.
Yeah. My parents were like, do you get off for, like, I went camping over like what was for the Northeast, like Columbus Day this year. And my parents were like, are you going for 2 nights? And I was like, we left on like a Saturday. And I was like, no, we have work on Monday. They're like, you don't get off for Columbus Day? And I was like, no. Well, I don't know. I thought that was funny because like at school, we never got off for it either. So
I don't know if I got off for Columbus Day, but probably, right? It's like, it sounds like.
I mean, maybe growing up, probably not super recently.
To change subjects, not the same subject, just my opinion. I don't like St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
I don't know if this is racist, but I don't like Irish accents. I
don't like them. Oh no!
It's really annoying.
Did you bash
your TV during the Lucky Charms commercials?
Yes, I just don't like that Irish accent. I don't know. It's just. I can't
stop doodly like, doodly do.
Yeah, that was not Irish.
That was not even remotely Irish. That wasn't like even a
New York accent.
That was Irish, like Soisha run. I can't do it, Jack.
That was better.
The doodly do was not even close.
Doodly
doodly do. Hey. I'm walking here. Doodly doodly do.
Hey. Jack, can you say pass
Forget
me
about
the,
it.
The corned beef and a pint with an Irish accent?
Never on the spot, sorry.
What? So good.
The Irish make the best beef.
I remember Jack being able to
pass
do it.
Pass me the corned then beef and the Irish.
Irish. Then I'm going to keep boring y'all with my terrible one. Pass me the corned beef, laddie.
I'd like to say sorry to all of our non-existent Irish listeners.
Yeah. Isn't laddie Scottish?
Laddie.
Irish.
Laddie. I think they probably, I don't like none of these people say any of these things.
Bits of an lucky charm.
Jack, I would assume that's true.
Yeah. This has devolved.
Love some green.
I will say, I believe that the Irish make the best beer. Because I'm a big
Guinness
guy. Kiss me, I'm Irish. I'm Irish.
Luckily, no one's kissing you after hearing that.
Love me some Lucky Charms, laddie.
Scottish, again.
Working on it.
I'm going to do it until Jack
have till March.
Steps in.
Just say Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
You would get rid of St. Patrick's Day solely because of the accent?
Ah, like the day of St. Patty.
I don't get what it's about.
I mean, like, I think it's just...
Is it actually religious and the same?
I don't know either, but it's just like everyone goes...
Sachi's raising her hand, isn't she?
Yes, Sachi.
Well, I mean, okay, I don't know exactly what it's about, but I feel like saying it's like an irrelevant holiday is like not fair because it's not even our holiday. It's like America was like, oh, they have a holiday. We could use that as an excuse to drink. It's not like America being like, St. Patrick's Day, an important part of our culture.
Yeah, like Cinco de Mayo is pretty much that in America.
Cinco de Mayo.
Well, Cinco de Mayo, they legitimately made up for alcohol sales.
Oh, does it not exist?
It's not a real thing. It's true.
It wasn't even like a holiday at all outside of the United States.
Ask any Mexican.
It's not a real thing.
It's not real.
I thought it was, and then America just blew it up for alcohol.
It's like,
ask any Mexican.
A real occurrence, like the battle that it celebrates winning was real, but it's just not like.
I see.
If you ask a Mexican about Cinco de Mayo.
Oh my God.
They won't know what you're talking about.
While you're ahead.
You got some work to do on that one, Charlie.
Jack, please.
Please what?
You need to give it to them.
We need it, Jack, please.
I'm not going to do an Irish accent for any of you.
He wasn't so good because he's white.
That was good.
Now we're done. And we can edit that whole part out.
All right. Do we have time for another question?
Yeah, no, this is your
two-minute
warning for...
It's time for based or not. Yes, okay. So I'm still getting the hang of the word based because I don't fully understand, but I think I have a good person picked out. And since we're on the Halloween kick, I am going to choose the king of Halloween film, and that is Johnny Depp.
I thought you were going to say Jack Skellington.
That was my exact thought, too.
I'm sorry. Isn't he the king of Christmas?
Oh, yeah, Johnny Depp. No, he was Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah. Nope. He's also Captain Jack Sparrow.
I mean, but what does that have to do with Christmas? I mean, Halloween.
He just has, like, spooky vibes, you
know? That's so true.
Also, just, like, I feel like I was definitely, like, a pirate from Pirates of the Caribbean at least once growing up for
Halloween. He was Sweeney Todd.
Oh, right.
Killer I never saw that.
I didn't
literally
watch it. I was
too in Pirates of the Caribbean. But based on that, I gotta go with
Death. Willy Wonka.
Yeah, he was. Oh, he was in Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
He's always in costume. He's like so many characters. Like, iconic characters.
Yeah, no. I agree.
Is he based or not?
I vote yay.
Any nays in the house?
I'm gonna say he's not fucking based.
Why?
I mean, like, he's a tweaker.
That can be a good thing.
But like based isn't good or bad. Based, I know. The like, definition is neutral.
I know. I just
someone
who is willing to take all of those roles.
Subjective.
I think for someone to take all of the roles that he has, it's like
he's got to be based.
You have to be not based. Take those roles.
You have to be so based. Someone's like, okay, we got an idea for you. It's a person, but they don't have hands. They have scissors. Like,
no, dude, not based.
Well, what is the word you would use then, Mars?
Tweaker. She already said it.
I think tweaker. I think I'd put in the category. Not that they're mutually exclusive. Like, there are many, like, tweaks who are based, like Dennis Rodman, but I think. I think.
The fact that he was our ambassador in North Korea for a while is based. So funny to me. Yes,
like, based.
He's partying with Kim Jong-un.
Based. Exactly. That's like such a good way to frame why Mr. Depp is just not based.
Because he wasn't the ambassador in North Korea.
That's one metric.
He probably could be if they asked him to.
Yeah, he's that caliber.
If he asked to, they'd probably be like, sure.
I don't know.
I mean, he is Eskimo Bros with Elon Musk, though. So that's
Inuit brothers.
You don't watch the League, right?
No.
Oh, that was a reference to the League.
Oh.
Yeah, it means like you've had sex with the same girl.
I know what that means, Joe. I'm saying that's the correct
universally known slang.
Is it really? I had never heard of that before I watched the show.
Wait, who did they share?
Amber Heard.
What?
Amber Heard is with Elon Musk. Ew.
I'm pretty sure.
Yes. No.
Yeah,
She's awful, though. Evil person.
Yeah, no, they agreed. Found out
that she
agreed,
falsely but... accused. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was falsely accused. Of
actually, not like.
Turned out she was abusing him.
I didn't know that lady was Elon Musk. I also only recently learned that he was bald, but got rehaired.
Yeah, he was like bald in his 20s.
Rehaired.
Like, that's just sad. I'm sorry, bro.
Okay, based or not, I voted.
I vote yay.
All right.
Yay.
Everyone else a yay. I am a yay as well.
Wow.
Johnny Depp is officially based.
So what's the consensus, Alina?
You've heard it here for the first time ever. I'll ring a little bell. Hear ye, hear ye.
All people in the village square.
Sir Johnny Depp. Based.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Thanks for listening.
All right. Have a good one. See y'all later.
The light in the conversation. We're just some friends from college. And here's the show.